30 years ago today, the nation watched in horror as the Space Shuttle Challenger exploded. 7 crew members died, including Krista McAuliffe, a high school teacher from Concord, New Hampshire, chosen from more than 11,000 applicants to become the first private citizen in space. For her, it was the ultimate field trip, one that would end in tragedy 73 seconds after it started. McAuliffe was later awarded the Congressional Space Medal of Honor, and her story would go on to inspire many, not the least of which were the students she taught. Some of those students would go on to be teachers themselves, including Holly Merrow, a math teacher in Camden, Maine. She joins us now. Holly, welcome.
Hi, Peter. Thank you.
And 30 years on, I imagine you still think about that day that the Challenger exploded.
We definitely do, especially around this time of the year, for sure. It's like it happened yesterday for most people, I think, not just the students.
And take me back to the day for you, because I imagine this was your teacher. You were probably watching the event unfold, I imagine.
We were. We had school that day. We were sitting in classrooms. This was back in 1986, and it was a big deal. The cable company had graciously installed sometime during that school year cable in every classroom and provided TVs in every classroom so that when the launch happened, we, no matter where we were in the school, we could watch it. And so that was pretty exciting. We had a lot of press in the building. It had been there for days and days, and there was a lot of excitement around right around the launch and lots of activities and celebrations and things that happened for about a year before the launch as well.
And then the unthinkable happened.
And it was. It was a horrible sight. I had been to Florida during one of the first launches as a younger kid. So when the explosion happened at first, I kind of thought, oh, well, aren't those things supposed to come off the sides? Aren't those rockets supposed to come off the sides? And then it just didn't look quite right, so I kind of looked to the teacher. I was in a chemistry class at the time, and I looked at her, and she was already crying. Yeah.
What was Krista McAuliffe like as a teacher? You had her for a Women in History course, which seems...
I don't know what it was called. It was something like that. I remember her just being kind and helpful, and she was very exuberant in her teaching and excited about what she was teaching, was always willing to help outside of the classroom if you needed it. I just remember her constantly, every day that I stayed late after school to make up work that I'd missed for other classes, even her checking in to see if there was anything she could do to help me out. So
you're a teacher now.
Yeah,
you teach math. Was she an inspiration to you?
I think she was just an inspiration to me in that I wanted to do something that made a difference. You know, during my master's degree program, I used some of her quotes, reaching for the stars, and, you know, I touch the future, I teach, and things like that to help booster me along or to, you know, in projects and reports. And I've certainly shared my experiences with her with classes over the years. I've not only been a math teacher, I've been an elementary school teacher as well, taught all subjects.
Do you think that there's anything that you bring to the classroom now that reminds you of Krista McAuliffe?
I'm not sure if I bring anything. It's the attitude of two kids, especially who struggle, that you really can accomplish anything you want to. No matter what life brings you, you can accomplish it. So many people have before you. And, you know, I'm here to help kids succeed at whatever it is they want to succeed at or they need to get to succeed at to move forward in school.
Holly Merrow is a math teacher in Camden, Maine, and the former student of Krista McAuliffe, the astronaut and teacher. Holly, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Well, reporter Allison Cohen was also watching the Challenger launch from Concord High School. She was covering McAuliffe's story for local New Hampshire radio station WGIR. Now she works for the education nonprofit EDC. Allison, welcome, and tell us, how do you remember that day?
Well, I just remember that day so clearly. My news director was in Florida covering the launch, and I was lucky enough to be in her classroom with her students. Very few reporters were allowed in. We were all watching. There were so many people there. You know, teachers and faculty were all crowded into the classroom. There were posters around the room. And then I remember the words, something is wrong. Something is very, very wrong. And we saw the plume of smoke. That image is just etched in our minds from that day. And it was eerily silent in the classroom, just staring at the TV and wondering, what was that? What did that mean? Was that supposed to happen? And just kind of a stunned silence. And the principal of the school kind of herded all of us, all the visitors, out. And we were all out on the steps, kind of just looking at each other, saying, what was that? What just happened?
After the explosion, I'm sure the reaction in Concord and all over the country and the world was remarkable and memorable in and of itself. Covering that story afterwards, what was it like in Concord?
I mean, I have to remember, this was a small town, Concord, New Hampshire. All of Concord was just buzzing. All of New Hampshire was buzzing with the fact that Krista was going to be doing this. WGIR was kind of her home station, so we met her many times and knew her family, had interviewed her many, many times. We actually, you know, followed her since her selection. It was just so exciting for the whole town. Businesses would have signs out front, "Good luck, Krista." It was the kind of thing where she was really the hometown hero that made it all the much worse for when that happened.
In those conversations that you had with her, what did she tell you about the way she was feeling leading up to the launch? Was she nervous?
She never, from what I recall, she didn't stress being nervous. She just talked about the excitement of it, and not just for herself, but really to draw attention to teaching and the teaching profession. We talked with her about the lessons that she was going to be, you know, offering students from all over who would be watching these lessons from space. I remember her talking about, you know, we asked her what was she going to be bringing with her, and one of the things was a stuffed animal. I think it was a frog of her son's that she was going to be taking with her on the mission. She was just very excited about being the first teacher in space.
McAuliffe's husband said in a statement this week that for us, referring to his family, the Challenger will always be an event that occurred just recently. Our thoughts and memories of Krista will always be fresh and comforting. You knew the family before the launch. Did you keep in touch at all afterwards?
For some time we did. I remember he did not want to be contacted, did not want to speak to the media at the time, understandably. I believe he went on to become a judge [S2] Yeah. [S1] In New Hampshire. And we always kind of felt he was a friend of the family just because of the you know, number of interviews we did with them and how many times they were at the radio station.
His name is Stephen, by the way.
Right, Stephen McAuliffe. Mm. And I think one of his children actually went on to become a teacher.
Yeah. Well, what should we take away from all of this? It's been 30 years. You are no longer a reporter. You work for an educational nonprofit. Life has moved on, but here we are remembering. What do you want the country to take away from this very important moment in our history?
That's a big question. I'm not sure I can say, but I was happy that at the time and during the whole process that education and teaching and the profession itself and that excitement really brought people to think about teaching in a new way. And I think that's been a lasting impression from that time. She was a wonderful person, and I'm glad that I got to know her as I did.
Allison Cohen was working for the local New Hampshire radio station WGIR, covering Krista McAuliffe's story, and was in the classroom that day when the Challenger exploded. Allison, thanks for remembering with us.
Thanks so much for having me.